For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. There are nightingales, larks, even peacocks all over classical music, but one author and naturalist wrote about a much maligned species with a special place in the heart of one of the great composers. Mozart's Starling, published by Little Brown, is the Kabach Changing Hands Book Note selection for June 2017. The author, Leanda Lynn Haupt, is a naturalist whose writing seeks to connect people with nature in their everyday lives. She's created and directed educational programs for Seattle Audubon, worked in raptor rehabilitation, and been a seabird researcher for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Her previous books include The Urban Bestiary, Encountering the Everyday Wild, and Crow Planet, Essential Wisdom from the Urban Wilderness. She's been published in Utney, L.A. Times, and Huffington Post. She lives in Seattle with her husband, daughter, a backyard chicken flock, and Carmen, the starling. The starling is a bird you've probably seen in your backyard here in the valley, black and white speckled birds with yellow beaks. They're not native to the U.S. They were introduced in the late 1800s in Central Park in New York City, and since then, their population has grown to an estimated 200 million across North America. They're classified as a non-native invasive species and considered a big pest by many farmers and bird watchers. But there's a lot more to this common bird than meets the eye. It's one of the things Leanda Lynn Haupt writes about in her book, Mozart's Starling. Mozart bought his starling in Vienna in 1784 when he had just completed his Piano Concerto No. 17. He taught the bird to sing one of the motifs from the Allegretto movement. Mozart brought the bird home, and it became part of his family. The composer was so fond of the bird that when it died, he wrote a little elegy and had a family funeral for it. For her research, Lynn Haupt traveled to Austria to see Mozart's apartment in Vienna, his grave. And then she took her research a step further and actually raised a rescued starling of her own, just like Mozart had. With the anecdote about Mozart's pet as a starting and reference point, Haupt details the habits and behaviors of starlings in general and her starling, Carmen, in particular. The birds are natural mimics, and the author goes into much detail about the sound starlings make and imitate and why they do. Turns out there's lots more research about starlings than you might think, and Haupt shares the relevant findings, but more importantly and interestingly, shares her personal insights made through interaction with the inquisitive and intelligent Carmen. The book is a treasure chest of accounts of this bird in literature, science, history, and more. For example, did you know there's a whole book about all the birds, including starlings, that are mentioned in Shakespeare's plays? Or that Julius Caesar kept starlings as pets and Pliny the Elder wrote about them? This little gem of a book, fun and informative, will forever change the way you see and hear and think about these little birds when you see them waddling through your yard. Mozart's Starling by Leanda Lynn Haupt is the Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore Book Note Selection for June 2017. You can find out more about the book and buy it at a 20% Book Notes discount by going to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.